With 2017 winding down, the Warriors home for the holidays, and on Friday night, the Charlotte Hornets visit as the Warriors face the Hornets for the second time this season. The last time was at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, where Kevin Durant had a triple-double night that led the way to a Warriors victory. And now the team looking for some momentum as they close out 2017 with not just the game against Charlotte on Friday, but a game on Saturday against the Memphis Grizzlies.
And on Wednesday night at Oracle Arena, the Warriors taking down the Utah Jazz 126-101 as Kevin Durant had 21 points in the game. And here's what we heard from Coach Kerr in the postgame.
I thought the defense in the third quarter was tremendous, and it triggered our offense. But I just thought we had better pace and better movement. You know, everybody is going to play us the same way. They're going to try to be physical with us and hold us, and we can't just die into the screens. Like, you know, we get a guy being physical with us. If we don't move and try to get out of his grasp, then the refs aren't going to call anything. We're not going to get anything going. So I thought we just did a better job of moving and cutting off of those screens.
McCall had a season-high 7 makes tonight. There's been a lot of 0 makes, 1 makes throughout the season. What do you think's woken him up aggressiveness-wise, getting to the rim the last few games, really?
Well, I mean, last game he was really good, made some big plays against Cleveland, made some shots, and so I think that carried over into tonight. He's a young player, so he's going to be up and down. And he's you know, scoring is sort of third or fourth on his list. You know, he's a defender primarily in his own mind, I think. You know, he's a distributor and a defender. Scoring is sort of a secondary thought, you know, for him. And so we're trying to get him as aggressive as possible. He plays his best when he's really looking to score like he did tonight.
Hey, Coach, you know, Sean had a pretty good game coming back. What was it like to have him to kind of have a stabilizing force and at the point guard position?
Yeah, well, when Steph's out, I prefer to start Sean and then bring Andre off the bench so that I always have one of them on the floor. I mean, those guys are kind of the steadying hands for us in many ways. But Sean is just a pro and knows what needs to be done. He's another long, active defender, and I thought he set a good tone for us tonight.
Draymond nearly had another triple-double tonight. How hard is it to get a triple-double? How much must a player do? How much energy does that take for a player to get that kind of numbers?
I wouldn't know. I never came close. you know, he's always hovering, you know, right around a triple-double because he's just so versatile, and he's our leading assist man for a reason. We've got shooters around him. We set a lot of screens away from the ball while he's handling it, and he reads plays so well. You know, he reads what's happening on the floor. He's one of the few guys who I could probably put at any position offensively, and he would know the play from every position. Most guys would have to think about it, and some guys would have no clue if they were at a different spot. But he knows every spot. He knows where all the pieces on the chessboard are, and you throw in his rebounding and his defense, and he's an unorthodox, devastating player.
Steve, when you look at Kevin's game tonight and these past 10 games when Steph's been out, how has he gone about being able to balance everything with taking the higher load, the scoring, while making sure everyone else is still doing their thing?
He just has a good feel for that. I think he knows that when he really moves and is active at both ends, how dominant that is for us. And I thought that's what picked up in the third quarter. His cutting, his movement, his shot blocking defensively. Like, there was a different energy in the building in the second half, and it wasn't just because we started making shots. It was Kevin's activity level. It was Jordan Bell coming in and giving us a boost. And you could just see the speed and athleticism went up for us in the second half.
Whenever Steph comes back, how much do you see it basically going back to before it was, or any new tweaks with just what Kevin has shown you during this
with
time?
Kevin?
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't, like, put in new plays or done anything different while Steph's been out. It's just – it's basketball, so the beauty of KD is that he knows how to play, whether he's dominating the ball or playing off the ball, and it doesn't seem to bother him if he doesn't have the ball in his hands. So he'll adapt, and, you know, we've been together with this group for a year and a half with KD, and so he'll be very comfortable when Steph comes back.
You got 63 points from the bench today. Was that part of the plan on the offensive end?
That was what I told the guys at Shoot Around. I said, I want at least 60 points from you guys. I think the plan was, with all these games coming up, we wanted to play a lot of people. It's not always possible, but this was really the ideal game for us. Clay is the only one who hit the 30-minute mark. You know, we got a back-to-back coming and then a three-game road trip. So, ideal game. Everybody really played well and chipped in, and a lot of guys got going, so they're feeling confident. Tomorrow we'll come in and get some scrimmaging in with Steph, whoever is up for it. I don't know how many guys that will be, but it's exciting to have Steph close, but also to see all of our guys contributing and playing well.
Steve, that's the first time Zaza's played in quite a while. How did you think his reintroduction went tonight?
I thought he was great. I mean, he did exactly what Zaza always does. He sets the best screens on the team. He's physical. He sets a tone in the lane just with his ability to box out and put a body on people. And that's what he does for us. And I thought he was he looked better than I thought. A lot of times big guys have a harder time with the speed of the game when they first come back. But Zaza worked so hard, he prepared well for this.
Steve, up until the second half tonight, four of your last five halves, you guys haven't broken 50, which is obviously unusual for this team. But in the second half, obviously you blew past that. What was going on before, and what do you think? Do you think you're past that now based on what you guys did in the second half tonight?
I hope so. I showed the guys a slide of our stats without Steph over the last 10 games. We're dead last in the NBA in three-point shooting percentage over the last 10 games. Dead last. Who would have guessed? But we're by far the best defensive team. And so I love what we've done since Steph's been out in terms of kind of morphing into this defensive juggernaut, grinding teams. We haven't had the same pace. We haven't had the same force without Steph, but we're finding ways. And tonight we broke free, and I'm hoping that'll carry over the next couple games. But we looked like we finally got into a flow, and we've just been we've been in a little bit of a rut offensively, but Steph's not there to rev the engine, and he does that better than anybody.
Steve, 7 assists for Jordan Bell tonight. How difficult is it for a rookie, and specifically a rookie big man, or whatever he is, to have that kind of vision and awareness on the court?
Well, I think you either have it or you don't. I don't think it's possible to teach somebody vision and awareness. You can show them patterns, which is what we do with JB. NBA patterns, everybody sort of runs the same stuff, and you see similar actions, you see similar concepts, and so he's figuring out those concepts, but his feel and his athleticism combined make for all these great opportunities, either for himself or for his teammates. And a lot of teams are blitzing the screen when he's setting it, and so he's getting that ball in the pocket, and he's got a lot of options. He's made some good plays, made some bad ones, but he's feeling it, and he's starting to see all those pictures. So it's really been a good experience for Jordan.
Sticking on Jordan for a second, he had a play on Mitchell, kind of like the verticality that Roy Hibbert.
Yeah.
How big of a teaching lesson has that been for him this year, and trying to get him to do that? And how pumped were you guys to see him?
Yeah, early in the season, he was swiping down. He'd go up at the rim and he'd swipe down. It's an automatic foul if you swipe down in the NBA, and if you keep your hands up, it's automatically not a foul. Even if you're drifting and bumping the guy's body, it's just this determines whether it's a foul or not. So once he got past the swiping down and started just holding his hands high, he became a devastating rim protector because it's hard to shoot over the top of that guy. He's so high up in the air.